DJW Mobile.
KO4HKX, I can't stay for just a minute.
What's wrong with my antenna? I took the antenna off to run the truck through the car wash and put it in the car. Took the suction cup off the magnetic mount and put it in a cap. And when I put it back on, the coax was laying on the muffler. That don't work.
So that'll melt it and put it right to ground.
Well, that's what I was talking on. I was talking on the muffler. So that's not bad. So you could hear me when I was radiating the muffler.
We're doing all right for that, that's for sure, but I'm glad you found out what it was. And it's a simple fix.
I'm on that same radio in the truck now, and I have a spare 300-watt antenna that I never use because I never use 300 watts anymore, VHF. But I'm running on that, and I got a new part ordered, the base that has the coax connected to it. It's about time for it anyway because the base is starting to rust for that part, and I'll just run on this high-power capable antenna until then.
I think the one I'm on is capable of a lot more than what I'm putting to the 15 watts I'm using.
The show before I discovered what the problem was, it was 8.6 to 1. So, right, that's not bad for a muffler, for a 1996 Toyota muffler.
Well, if you're having a good day, everything going good for you, enjoying this beautiful sunshine while you can.
I have it in the garage so I can get stuff up off the floor, make some space for working in the garage better. And I got the wrong size saw blade for finish cuts, for cutting through that particle board that has the white stuff pressed into it that makes it really hard so you can make shells out of it. So I'm just making a second trip to Lowe's to go get the right size circular saw blades for a finish cut. My blades are too dull for doing finish cuts.
Be careful out there on Wade Hampton, and hopefully you get the right one this time. I know how that can go sometimes. But I'm at my next stop, and I got to get in here and get my day finished up. I got some extra things I need to do today. But good to hear you, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now, Dave.
All right, Patrick. Hope it's a good day, a productive day, and a memorable day for you. KO4HKX, W4DJW Mobile.
Dave, N4ZLK.
You heard me a little while ago? I don't know if I think I turned my radio off or my microphone off before I got back to you.
Steve was in there. I heard you. I knew you had signed out and then heard you say something. You came back on and said something about your microphone. You were using a computerized microphone, I think.
It's a little TTLTK. That's called a toolkit window that pops up and you press the transmit button. You can also see if anybody's on Echolink in that window. And I had already killed the window. And the only way to transmit again is to launch a new window. So I had to, I thought I was done. But I launched it, and then I saw that I killed it before I untransmitted, unkeyed. So it stayed hung up for a minute or two before I, and then I launched yet another one to unkey it. So I'm getting bumfuzzled in my old age.
Something about it, and I had signed, and I figured you were just saying hello and signing out and said, you know, you'd lost the microphone, but I knew what you were, I kind of had an idea what you were doing. And I was going to comment on your signal on the muffler. I guess that signal, it was more than your microphone was hot then at that point, right?
Operating on a hot signal. Literally hot.
At least you didn't hold the mic down too long doing that, because at 8.2, I don't know if the radio would have lasted very much longer.
Yeah, that's what I told Patrick, is I can't, so I had to quit talking on it. I was just heading out to Easley Lowe's over there. They had the shelving board that I was looking for. So I made the whole trip over there and back without ham radio. That's like a drug addict going 3 weeks with no drugs. I started having withdrawals.
When I drive my wife's car, I'll just take the HT along, and I feel better. Even if I don't turn it on, it feels better just to have it in there. My wife asked me one time, why do we not ever take my car? And my answer was, your car doesn't have a radio. I'm going to sneak one in there. She won't mind. I just taking the time to do it. But always carry that HD with me anyway. But it does feel like, especially if we go on a trip, I've got to have that radio with me for some reason. I won't survive.
I know. You get addicted to it. It's just hard to do without it. When I get a new vehicle, that's the first thing I do is put a radio in it. And I couldn't understand how Johnny's going in his... He's switching vehicles a lot, but he's not putting radios in them. I asked him one day, how do you do that? And he said he just got really busy and got way too much overload, and that's just lower on the priority. Anyway, Shane, I am in the Lowe's parking lot. I got to go out here and buy my second set of saw blades, and hopefully this time they'll be correct. N4ZLK, W4DJW.
Nice to hear you today. Hope it works out. You can get those things done and get the right blades this time. And W4DJW, N4ZLK.
You are. Here, KO4HKX. I'm kind of out of breath. How's your day going?
I get to tell you, Rusty was on here trying to get a hold of you this morning.
Roger, thank you. Haven't gotten much accomplished. It seems as though we got a phantom wind or something. But anyways, when that storm come through the other day in the high winds, well, it blew our swing set over there in the carport. So Amy come out yesterday evening and set it up right quick for us, and she had a meeting to go to for the football or track booster club. So she didn't stay. And the barbecue's sitting right there beside the steps. Well, I looked out there last night, and there was no barbecue. And it had went a whole day, and then it blew off down that slope behind the house. Luckily, it didn't damage it, so I couldn't move it. So my grandson just come by just now and helped me set it back up, and then I had to figure out the jigsaw puzzle how to put all everything back, because it was all scattered out inside.
Pretty well organized on how they go together. I guess the best way to try to put it. But glad to hear you on the air. I don't think I heard you check in last night on the net, did you?
In, and Chris hollered at me. But just barely. What'd you say, Bernice? I just barely got out of the shower and got dressed. Things didn't go right. I was putting a new shower head on Bernice's shower. What's the matter, hon? What? Where's he at? Oh. Never mind, Patrick. I thought something went wrong. She says, oh, there's a hawk right above the house across the street. So anyways, I touch plumbing, and it always leaks. And lo and behold, a brand new shower head, and it leaked. So I got ticked off at that, and I ordered one that's brass and stainless steel. Guaranteed for life, hopefully.
N4ZLK.
Staying there. Well, that's good to know that somebody else has that Midas touch. Sorry you had to deal with that, Tom, but that's the way things are anymore. The stuff you get is just, I don't know, it's cheap. Yeah, so. But I am getting ready to have to back into a spot here pretty quick, so I'm going to say 7-3. Shane, you pick it up, and Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good day if I don't talk to you again. KO4HKX, clear.
And don't forget to stop by tomorrow. We got some eggs for you, Patrick. Go ahead, Shane.
Tom, I'm going to have to tell you this. I'm glad to hear you on the radio. That explains why you weren't around last night, but I hate to tell you this, but Patrick was talking about you last night while I was on the way home. And we were trying to, or he was trying to get you riled up and see if we could get you on the radio, but you must have been working on that shower head.
Oh, I'm always up to throw daggers back. You know that. Sorry I missed that. Love the fun. But I got the barbecue back up. The grandson come over and lifted it back up the hill. It's a pretty good size one. And I secured it to the egg out there that Bernice never uses. We got it all covered up. Well, then I was asking my grandson if he might like to have an alarm system like mine on my truck. And I started to demonstrate it to him, and the remote start worked fine. And there's a full charger on it, and it said it was fine. But anyways, I went back to the back of the truck, and I locked it, and I opened up the back end of the camper, and the alarm was supposed to go off. And the squawker did not go off, but the lights started blinking very dimly. So I thought, what did I do now? Bad battery? Well, no, the battery's 2 years old. And I'm going to go out and check the open circuit voltage on it now. And then I thought to myself, well, what did I leave on? Well, our new insurance policy renewal just come, and I went out there when it was just a little after dark the other night. So I turned the dome light on, and I left it on for about a week. So that's what ran the battery down. Duh.
I'm surprised it didn't run it down more than that. It took a week to... That's a long time, because... Anyway, I'm glad you got that figured out. And I have to confess, Patrick wasn't the only one trying to give you a hard time. I was involved, too. But we couldn't get you out. We couldn't get you on the radio, so we figured you were busy. But I'm glad you got that figured out. And I'm sorry about all that stuff happening all at once, it seems like.
You know, I used to have to crawl under a house built in 1929 and do plumbing work that my dad had put in. And part of it was galvanized, part of it was copper tubing. And you just about get stuck every time you got under there. And I just, nowadays, I just have no tolerance for plumbing whatsoever. I get upset with it quickly. And I picked out the best one. It was a water pick shower head, and all plastic. And I got the reading online, and even if you go to the big box stores, they're plastic and China products. So Bernice got online and found this one that's really good. Of course, it's a little more money, but not exorbitant. I think it was $79 or something. So I ordered it because it said, don't use Teflon tape. Well, it leaked. So I tried the Teflon tape. It still leaked. Yeah. Even when I worked as a maintenance man, I'd help do some of the plumbing. And everything I touched turned to you-know-what. And I just don't like messing with it. And this should have just been hand-tightened stuff, you know, like a P-trap on a sink or something. I know better. And I've had all the tools and stuff for years. Although I don't have the tools to do that pick stuff, but I hope I never need it. But I really got flustered. That's why I wasn't hearing you guys.
$10 for that stainless steel and brass. That's not that bad, because a lot of that stuff at the box store is about at least half that for the cheap plastic stuff. And you're right, Patrick's right, everything is plastic now, it seems like. And what I've done is always go through and take that water limiter out of it, too, because all the new stuff barely puts out any water pressure. It's hard to rinse off. It's hard to take a good shower, so I always take those little limiters out. They help some. They don't make a huge difference, but they're better than the way they come out of the box.
So you got that right. My shower's that way. Now, Bernice noticed that they're all limited now to 1.75 or 1.8 gallons per minute. And this one here is advertised at 2.5 gallons a minute. And then there was videos on it. I can't remember the name of it. Do you, Bernice? Hammerhead showers. And they got a couple of different models. And they're made in the USA. So I never even hesitated. I've bought American flags before, and almost all of them is made in China, and they just ticked me off. And the last time I saw an advertisement on TV for an American flag made in America, and you know, I used to have to go buy a $50 one from Bola School Supply for the guys that put out the flag in a plant I worked at for 32 years. They have to replace that thing every 6 months. This flag out back's been out there for a couple of years, and it looks like it's new. So that's the difference in a China product and one made in the USA. And it wasn't that expensive either.
Something that seems wrong when you get an American flag that says made in China. I mean, made anywhere else. We were at the Christmas parade in Traveler's Rest, and the Shriners were there, and they were handing out all these little American flags. They were, you know, little cheap plastic flags that went on a little wood stick and a huge sticker on the stick, made in China. And I remember they did that in Simpsonville one year. Shriners passed them out like that. I don't know. I just didn't want one after that, you know.
About this, we were buying American uniforms for our military from China up until just a few years ago. Now, I don't know if they've stopped or not, but I think there was somebody raised keen about it, as well as they should, because our uniforms were always first-rate. They were just good. That's all you can say about them.
Our uniforms used to be American-made. I've still got a couple of shirts and pants from probably 20 years ago, and the quality on them is better than the ones we get now. So, anyway, hello, Bernice. Nice to hear you. Glad you guys are okay. And, Tom, nice to hear you on the radio again. Hadn't heard you all day. Starting to worry about you. I'm pulling back on the yard. Got to drop this trailer and grab another one, so I'll be out for a few minutes. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, I'm going to go check the open circuit voltage on that battery out there and see if I need to put a regular charger instead of this little float charger. Bernice is taking down the Christmas tree, and she said, glad to hear you, and she's doing great. And she don't have to use the walker anymore either. Have a safe day, Shane. What'd you say? Oh, yeah. And she's in the front room there taking all the bulbs off the Christmas tree. Take care. And thanks for worrying about me. I appreciate it. You guys are the greatest. This is N0TR73.
N4, is that okay?